Good morning, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting of the House Special Committee on Tribal Affairs to order. It is now 8:07 a.m. on Thursday, April 25th, 2019, in Capitol Room 106. Members present are Representative Lincoln, Representative Ortiz, Representative Vance, and myself, Representative Zilkowski, Chair. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones. Before we begin, as always, I'd like to thank Julia Bushman, the Secretary from Records, and Doug Bridges from the Juneau LIO for staffing the committee today. Today, we will be hearing a House bill and then a House resolution. Sorry, a Senate bill and then a House resolution. First, we will hear Senate Bill 78, sponsored by Senator Click Bishop, permanently establishing May 31st as Katie John Day. Second, we will hear House Joint Resolution 19, sponsored by this committee, urging the United States Congress to fully fund the United States Census Bureau for the 2020 Census. I'd like to recognize that Representative Tallarico has joined us. We will begin by hearing Senate Bill 78. Will Senator Bishop and Darwin Peterson, staff to Senator Bishop, please come forward, put your names on the record, and provide an overview of the legislation.
Good morning, Madam Chair, committee members, and thank you all so much for allowing us this opportunity today to present the bill. I want to thank Representative Foster also for sponsoring the companion bill on the House side. I really appreciate that. Senate Bill 78 will designate May 31st as Katie John Day in honor of her legacy. Katie John was a highly respected Athabascan elder from Intasta Lake. She passed away on May 31st in 2013, and she was 97 years old. She grew up on the banks of the Copper River, where she and her family split their time between the community of Solana and the seasonal fishing village of Batesel Neta, named after the chief who preceded Katie John's father. Katie John was raised off the land like her ancestors. She was a consummate teacher of ancestral traditions and her culture and history. She's a member of the Otten Regional Native Corporation, and she was passionate about preserving Athabascan culture. She was very involved in the preservation of the traditional language, and she helped create the first alphabet in the Otna dialect. Sadly, Katie John didn't live long enough to witness the final resolution of her peaceful struggle to preserve the traditional way of life for her people. And with the passage of SB 78, we can do our part to honor her memory, to recognize her accomplishments of her life's work. Katie John and her husband, Chief Fred John, who passed away in 2000, raised 14 children, 6 foster children, 250 grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Katie John received her honorary doctorate of law from the University of Alaska in 2011. And the reason May 31st was chosen as the date to honor Katie John is not because it's the day she passed away, but this is the coolest part. It's the first day that you can put fish wheels in on the Copper River. So thank you for allowing us this time, and Darwin Peterson is standing by for any other comments. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Bishop. I do want to recognize that Representative Kopp has joined us at 8:10 a.m. Are there any questions from committee members, comments, thoughts?
Let's move the bill.
Okay. Thank you so much for Senator and Mr. Peterson for being here to present the bill before the committee today. We do not have invited testimony, so we will now open SB 78 for public testimony. Before we begin, is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Seeing none, we will go online. First, on the off-net, we have Catherine Martin. Are you on the line?
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, committee. Thank you all that are there to help support this bill. I want to thank Representative Neil Foster and also Senator Click Bishop. And just so you guys know, I'm also one of the many grandchildren of Katie John, and I just want to thank you all for working hard to get this passed and honoring my grandma and all that she has done in her lifetime. And I just want to say thank you to all that support this and pass it through. Thank you. And if there's any questions that you have, I'm open for that right now.
Thank you for your testimony this morning. Just so we make sure that we get accuracy for our minutes, can you state your name for the record?
I apologize. It's Catherine Martin.
Thank you so much for your testimony today, Ms. Martin. Next, for public testimony, we have Michelle Anderson. Ms. Anderson, are you on the line?
I am. Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. I'll start by saying this is Michelle Anderson. I'm president of Otten Incorporated, and I had the honor of being a child and being around Katie John as I was growing up, and was able to bring her some. She asked for some berries while she was in the hospital, and I just thought how simple the request was, but that really is I don't know how to express the specialness of the moment, just being able to bring her something like that after all she has done for all of us Alaska Natives. I am very thankful to Senator Bishop and his staff, as well as to Representative Foster. We have been advocating for this day since Katie John's passing. I don't believe that Katie John just belongs to the Otna region. I believe that she is a hero to all of us in Alaska that regard our subsistence gathering as something that, you know, we believe in and we practice. We have so few people in the state of Alaska that are recognized solely by their name, and to have a woman of her prominence and her importance to our community as well as to the state and nationally, I just think it is right and it is fitting that we recognize her on the calendar. And I think too that it's a legacy that is passed down to generations so that we can tell our children and grandchildren and others, because Katie was welcoming not just to our Native community, she was welcoming to anyone that wanted to come and visit with her and take part in having, you know, time to learn about our culture and our way of life. It's hard not to get emotional because I feel like we testify on this every single year, and, you know, we, like I said, have so few people in our state that have done what she had done before she left us. I believe very strongly that she deserves her day, and we deserve an opportunity to recognize everything that she's done for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Anderson, for the work that you do for Alaska and for your testimony today. Next online, we have Bruce Kane. Are you online?
Good morning, Madam Chair. Thank you for the opportunity to provide testimony. My name is Bruce Kane. My family lives in Glen Allen. I've lived here in Alaska since 1970. And I'm the president of the Copper Valley Chamber of Commerce. But I will be just providing testimony on behalf of myself this morning. I just wanted to provide a little bit of background about my experience with Katie. She was a very wonderful woman. You know, there was a lot more to Katie than people read in the media and about the different, you know, things she did it got kind of shared around. My experience with Katie was more, you know, on a personal level, and she had prayer meetings on Thursday night at her home in Mintaska. So I would drive up there every once in a while, 100 miles away, just to go to those prayer meetings. They were just incredible meetings. People would come from all over, you know, hundreds of miles to those meetings sometimes. And she just had a lot of love. And then another thing she did for me was, she made me a pair of moccasins, and I'm wearing them right now as I'm speaking. It was the last pair of moccasins she ever made. I don't know if she was 95 or 96 years old when she did that, but I feel very honored that she sent those to me, and she sent me a note because she knew I would probably give them to someone else, and she said that these are for you, and you can't give them away, so I still have them. Some people say I should put them in a museum, and I tell people I'll put them in a museum when I've got holes worn in the bottom of them. But she had love, and she was a very wonderful human being just as a person. She cared for people. Many of our residents here in the Copper River Valley just knew her and loved her for the things she did. And we always tried to, whenever I had a chance, I always made an effort to get the Metastasis to stop by her house just because she was such a loving, caring person. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Kane, for your testimony today. Those are all the individuals that we had online to testify. Seeing no additional individuals who wish to testify, I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. Senator, before we get to the movement of your bill, I just want to note that, as we have discussed, there was the need for an effective date. Is that correct?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Can you just state for the committee your desire for an effective date on Senate Bill 78?
To take advantage of May 31st and hoping that we can be in Metastasis on that day to present this to her family and the Otna people in the village and have a celebration on May 31st.
Thank you. So hearing the senator's request for an effective date, I would entertain a conceptual friendly amendment establishing an immediate effective date.
Madam Chair, I move conceptual amendment 1, establishing an immediate effective date for SB 78.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, amendment number 1 has been adopted. Having taken both invited and public testimony on Senate Bill 78, I would entertain a motion to move the bill from committee.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 78, Work Order 31-LS0584/U, as amended, with individual recommendations and attached to 0 fiscal notes.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, Senate Bill 78 passes from committee. We will now go at ease while members sign the committee report. And we are back on record. We will now turn our attention to House Joint Resolution 19, urging the United States Congress to fully fund the United States Census Bureau for the 2020 census, urging the governor to prioritize an accurate count for the 2020 census, and urging local governments to establish local complete count commissions. Can committee aide Grace Renee Singh please come forward, put yourself on the record, and give us a recap of the resolution?
Good morning. For the record, my name is Grace Renee Singh, staff to Representative Zulkuski and committee aide to the House Special Committee on Tribal Affairs. HJR 19 highlights the importance of the census in Alaska. The resolution urges the federal delegation to fully fund the census, for the state to prioritize outreach efforts that ensure accuracy of data, and calls on local governments to take an active role in ensuring all communities are counted by developing local complete count commissions. Alaska receives $3.2 billion in federal funding each year, dependent on formulas tied to the census data. In a time of state and local budget constraints, maintaining federal funding is critical to Alaska's economy, communities, and programs. Reduced federal funding compounds state and local budget gaps. Lack of accurate census data discourages investments in communities across the state. Organizations across public, private, and nonprofit sectors rely on these funds, illustrating the importance of accurate count information. Undercounted Alaskans can result in a loss of $3,000 of federal funding per year to the state per person, equivalent to $30,000 per person lost to Alaska over a 10-year period. With geographic, language, and connectivity barriers, Alaska is considered one of the most difficult states to count in the census. Alaska needs an active complete count commission that prioritizes an accurate count of the population before starting conversations about how the data will be used. As the 2020 census launches its count in Tuksuk Bay on January 21st, 2020, It is imperative that Alaska's leadership at all levels of government prioritize an accurate count. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Singh, for that presentation. And committee members, I think we talked about this, but this the purpose of sponsoring this resolution is in response to the presentation that we heard in committee on Tuesday. Are there any questions related? Representative Kopp?
Yeah. So, Madam Chair, back when the state had money to share with municipalities, revenue sharing, the Department of Commerce and Economic Development used, of course, accurate numbers because the revenue sharing assigned to each eligible municipality was by the census amount. So that obviously hasn't been a concern the last few years, but mm-hmm. we're certainly hoping that at one point it does in an accurate number. This is the one time we do get about the hardest number that they rely on for that, and I just wanted to point that out, that DC, Department of Commerce and Economic Development, actually utilizes these for state revenue sharing as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Representative Kopp, for those comments. Thank you for presenting before the committee today. We will now turn to invited testimony for House Joint Resolution 19. We have Greg Bringhurst, Vice President of Government Affairs at Cook Inlet Housing Authority. Mr. Bringhurst, are you on the line?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. If you could put yourself on the record and begin your testimony.
Greg Bringhurst, Cook Inlet Housing Authority here in Anchorage. Good morning, Chairman Volkowski and the rest of the committee members. My name is Greg Bringhurst. I'm the Director of Public Policy and Government Affairs for Cook Inlet Housing Authority here in Anchorage, also known as CHA. On behalf of CHA, I'm speaking in support of House Joint Resolution 19. I thank the committee for holding a joint committee hearing on Tuesday of this week with your colleagues from the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. At that hearing, you heard my colleague Katie Skovic speak about the importance of a complete and accurate census count in Alaska and how the amount of dollars allocated in dozens of federal programs is determined by using census data. No community in the state goes untouched by these programs, as the data is used to determine allocations for roads, transportation, in housing programs, water and wastewater systems, education, substance abuse prevention, and treatment, just to name a few of significant areas here in Alaska. We believe that this resolution supports the ongoing efforts in the state to ensure a complete and accurate count. I thank the committee for including language that encourages participation and coordination with the state of Alaska. We also support the language encouraging local governments to establish complete count commissions. Many of those are ongoing and being established right now. Creating a local CCC is an excellent way for tribes and local governments to coordinate and cooperate with the U.S. Census Bureau in a formal way. They can utilize local knowledge to build trust within the communities and to educate their residents on why the census really matters, and to hopefully promote full participation by their residents. I'm gonna keep it short, so I thank the committee for considering this resolution, for all the questions that you posed on the two-hour hearing on Tuesday, and for your ongoing efforts to support a successful 2020 count in Alaska. And thanks again for allowing me to speak this morning. And if I may, I also want to personally share my support for Senator Bishop and Representative Foster's legislation creating Katie John Day. She's an inspirational person in the history of our state, and SB 78 is a good way of honoring her and her memory. So with that, those are my comments, and thank you very much for your time this morning and your support of the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Bringhurst, for all you do for Alaska and for your testimony this morning. Next, we have Mike Walsh, Vice President of Government Affairs for the 4-Acre Group. Mr. Walsh, are you on the line?
Yes, Chair Zokowski, I'm on the line.
Good morning. If you could begin by putting yourself on the record and beginning your testimony.
Yes, good morning, For the record, my name is Dr. Michael Walsh from Fairbanks. I'm Vice President of Public Policy for the 4-Acre Group, and I also provide staff support to the Alaska Census Working Group, which is convened by the 4-Acre Group. So on behalf of the 4-Acre Group, we want to thank you first for the opportunity to speak on Tuesday this week about the importance of a fair and accurate count in Alaska's 2020 census before the joint meeting of the House Special Committee on Tribal Affairs and the House Committee on Community and Regional Affairs. Second, we thank the House Committee on Tribal Affairs for putting forward House Joint Resolution 19 regarding federal, state, and local government prioritization and participation to ensure that all Alaskans are counted during the 2020 census. In his testimony, Greg shared the many reasons that a fair and accurate count in the state is important for all of us that live here, and in particular, the challenges in front of such a count in our state's hardest to count census tracts and communities, especially those in rural and rural remote Alaska. So on behalf of the 4-Acre Group and our president and CEO, Lori Wolf, I'm expressing our support for House Joint Resolution 19. Like Cook Inlet Housing Authority, we believe this resolution represents a concrete statement not only about the importance of a fair and accurate count, but highlights the important role the federal government plays in funding Census Bureau efforts, the essential role of the state to actively engage in outreach to encourage all Alaskans to be counted, and in particular, the importance of local governments to establish those complete count committees in their local communities. So thank you again for putting this House Joint Resolution forward and for the terrific discussion of the 2020 census during the hearing earlier this week. The 4-Acre Group stands with the committee in expressing their support for a fair and accurate count of every Alaskan in every part of the state. And thank you so much for inviting me to testify this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Walsh, for your participation on Tuesday, as well as for your testimony this morning. Those were all the invited testifiers that we had. We will now open House Joint Resolution 19 for public testimony. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? Please come forward, state your name for the record, and begin your testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. For the record, my name is Nils Andreas, and I'm the executive director of the Alaska Municipal League, representing 165 cities and boroughs across the state. Certainly, this is an important resolution for our members and for communities in Alaska. It's interesting to think about how other states have approached this, and just a quick review shows in front of these states for Colorado, considering $12 million in investing in their complete count committee, Virginia, $1.5 million, Maryland, $4 million, Washington, $12 million, Nevada, $5 million, California, $90 million, $26 million of which would go to their local governments, North Carolina, $1.5 million. And while we're encouraged that the state and through the governor's office, OMB, has confirmed availability of some funding for the state's efforts in this coming year, I do feel like this resolution and the legislature's support of a complete count commission is really important, and there's a lot of work to do given available resources. We're encouraged that the current complete count committee does include local government, but would encourage increased and meaningful cooperation and coordination between the governor's office, the census, and the Alaska Municipal League. And AML, on its for its part, has offered incentives to local governments to form complete count commissions or committees, and will continue to do that over these coming months. And I think more importantly, encourage communities to try to change the numbers and improve numbers based on the 2010 census. So we're really diving into the data and trying to make a difference where we can, where it's most important. So thank you for your attention to this issue, and count AML in as a support of your efforts. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony this morning. Seeing no additional individuals in the room who wish to testify and no one on the line who would like to testify, I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony. Representative Vance.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to propose a conceptual amendment to HJR 19.
If you could speak to your proposal.
I propose an amendment to page 3 on line 3. After the word shall be sent to insert Governor Michael J. Dunleavy.
I just want to make sure, is that a motion?
Yes. I apologize. A motion to add a conceptual amendment.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the conceptual amendment has been adopted. Thank you, Representative Vance, for catching that oversight. Having taken both invited and public testimony on House Joint Resolution 19, I would entertain a motion to move the resolution from committee.
Madam Chair, I move House Joint Resolution 19, Work Order 31-LS0738/U, as amended with individual recommendations and attached to 0 fiscal notes.
Is there any objection?
Madam Chair, could I object just for the purpose of discussion briefly?
Sure, Representative Tallarico.
Thank you. You know, I think it's really important, and I know we certainly talked about the funding that's available and everything, but I just want to remind everyone and anyone that might be listening, this is also critical for us. This is reapportionment time when we do a census. And the better counts that we have, the more accurate our district lines are, and the better representation that everyone has on equal footing, so that we meet the constitutional obligation that we have one person, one vote, or the variance that's been established by the court system, and we don't have either underrepresented or overrepresented folks in the state of Alaska, but there's equal representation spread throughout the state. And I think that's critical part of making sure that we have an accurate census for everyone, all of our residents that live in the state of Alaska. So thank you for that opportunity, Madam Chair, and I remove my objection.
Thank you, Representative Tallarico. The objection has been removed, and seeing no additional objection, House Joint Resolution 19 passes from committee. I'm going to go ahead and talk about what we have upcoming, and we'll sign the committee report after adjournment. Next Tuesday, April 30th, this committee will be hearing House Bill 142, sponsored by Representative Christ Tompkins, relating to Native organizations. And we will also be hearing, pending referral, a resolution urging the United States Congress to reauthorize the Violence Against Women's Act and highlighting the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women. The time is 8:37 a.m., and this hearing of the House Special Committee on Tribal Affairs is now adjourned.